Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord, for another day in your presence, another opportunity to share the word of God. It is such a blessing. Your word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. And the Bible says the word of God is quick. It's alive. It's powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. And it can divide not only the spirit and soul, the bones and marrow. It goes inside, even our bodies. Give us life. Oh, blessed be the name of Jesus. And it says, Lord, that we shall know the truth, and the truth shall set us free. Lord, thy word is truth. Teach us the truth this morning. Show us thy truth, that we may be free indeed. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's give the Lord a hand clap. Amen. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. This morning, taking back the kingdom. I'm going to preach for just a few minutes on taking back the kingdom. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Taking back the kingdom. You know, many of you know the story, but maybe you don't. But let me say it in two sentences. God put man upon the face of the earth, and he wanted him to have dominion over everything. But through sin and disobedience and unbelief and what have you, they lost the kingdom. So here comes the devil, and he makes this declaration in Luke chapter 4 and verse 6. I want you to turn with me this morning. Luke chapter 4 and verse 6. Here's the Lord Jesus. He's going through this temptation, about to enter into his ministry. And here comes the devil, and he takes him up on a high mountain and says, look, all you've got to do is worship me, and I'll give you all these things because they are delivered unto me. Well, the devil said to Jesus on the mountain, I'm going to give you all these things because they are delivered. I said from verse 5, and the devil took him up into a high mountain, showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. How many of you know that was a vision? Well, you don't see the moments, you don't see the whole kingdoms of God or the world in a moment of time. Like a flash, it passed through all, you know, just like that. You know. But it was a lying vision anyway, because it came from the devil. You know. And the devil said, all this power will I give thee, and the glory of them. See, now he's boasting even to the Lord. And the Lord didn't argue with him. He said, because all that is delivered unto me, and I'll give it to whosoever I will. I mean, look at the audacity. Here's the devil, right in the face of Jesus. See, but Jesus, he came to be made the curse. At that point in time, Jesus was under the curse. See, because he couldn't do anything about it, you know. I mean, he was going to remove that curse for us, but he hadn't gone to the cross yet. How many of you know that's true? You know, so, you know, the devil's bragging and telling him, you know, I've done all these things delivered unto me, and I'm going to give it to whosoever I will. All you have to do is worship. And of course, the Lord, you know the Lord, he's not going to do it. You know, Jesus, he said, get thee behind me, Satan. Because you only worship the Lord thy God. But the thing is, what I want you to notice from that verse is the devil, he made this claim. False claim nonetheless. But he did make the claim. See, and at that time Jesus didn't challenge it because in a way, in a roundabout way, it was true. It wasn't given to him. He stole it. So it was delivered unto him. It's kind of like Adam lost what he had. And the devil grabbed it. Well, you know, and the devil thought he had it all that time until Jesus went to the cross. And when he did, he went down to the grave. And here's what he said in Revelation chapter 1. And I'm going to read just two verses and see the declaration that Jesus made. The very things that Satan thought he had, here comes Jesus. This time around, nobody tells him anything, and he says to the devil, I am he that liveth and was dead. Revelation chapter 1, verses 17 and 18. Fear not, he said, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the keys of hell and death. He got the keys. Even the very hell and the death and everything that devil brought, that Lord, he got the keys from him. He got down to hell and he whooped him all over the place. And he got the keys and he's showing off the keys. Amen. Praise the Lord. The very power that the devil thought he had. Here's another one that he thought he had. In Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 14. Here's another thing that the devil thought he had. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also, likewise himself, talking about Jesus, took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil. See, which means the Lord already destroyed the devil. And deliver them who through the fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. And that was the keys of death that the devil had over everybody, the fear of death. And he used it to rule everybody. See, and the Lord, he went there, he took those keys from him. How many of you say praise the Lord? And everything else that the devil thought he had, he took from him. And he's going to give it to his saints. He's going to give the kingdom. Now that's one side. But the other side that we're going to preach this morning is going to be found in Daniel chapter 2. And I want to read from verse 44. Turn with me in your Bible. Daniel chapter 2. And I'm going to read a few verses actually from Daniel. And then when I'm done reading the scriptures, then I am going to preach here something that the Lord wants me to tell you. Daniel chapter 2 and verse 44. It says, and in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed. And the kingdom shall not be left to other people. Amen. How many of you are still with me this morning? Say amen. The kingdom that the God of heaven shall set up will not be left to other people. But it shall break in pieces, and it shall consume all these other kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. The kingdom of the Lord shall stand forever. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. In Daniel chapter 7, let's see a little more about this kingdom, and then we're going to preach how we're going to get this kingdom back and walk in the liberty that God has given us. In Daniel chapter 7, I'm going to read at verse 13. I saw in the night vision, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him down to him. And there was given unto him dominion and glory and a kingdom that all people, nations and languages should serve him. And his dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. And in verse 18 he says, but the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom. Amen. The saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom. That's the one we are preaching on this morning. Taking back the kingdom. The saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever and ever and ever. Amen. Oh, I love the way he says that. Three times. Forever, even forever and ever. Oh, man. You know, he puts an exclamation mark on it. When the saints, when they take the kingdom, it's going to be forever, even forever and ever. Amen. Praise the Lord. Verse 21. I beheld, and the same horn which made war. There was a little horn that rose up and made war with the saints, you know, and all through the ages, he has actually overcome the saints. All through the ages, this little horn is kind of like a spirit of the devil walking in all of his kingdoms and so forth. And at the end of the age, he will come again in the Antichrist. But here, you know, he's been walking all through the ages and overcoming the saints and so forth, rebelling against them until the Ancient of Days came. Verse 22. And until the Ancient of Days came, and judgment was given unto the saints of the Most High, and the time came that the saints should possess the kingdom. Amen. Praise the Lord. All of these things that devil has been doing, the time is coming. And you know, Jesus, he used to say it like this. He used to say, the time is coming and now is. That they that are in the graves will hear the voice of the Son of Man and will come out. See, and we know it wasn't quite yet then. And he said, many to everlasting life and many to condemnation. And he also said, the time is coming and now is. That those that worship the Lord must worship him in spirit and in truth. So, I'm saying to you also this morning, the time is coming. And now it is. That the saints of the Most High should take the kingdom and should possess it forever. Praise the name of the Lord. Verse 27. And that kingdom and the dominion and the greatness, see, of the kingdom under the whole heaven. Now notice. The kingdom and the dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven, from one end to the other, shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High. Amen. Whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey. Amen. Now listen to the first verse of the next, first line of the next verse. Hereto is the end of the matter. Amen. That is the end of the whole business. That a kingdom will be given to the saints of the Most High. That's the end of the matter. See, from Genesis to Revelation, at the end, Jesus said, he that overcometh shall inherit all things. They shall sit with me in my throne. Even as I overcame, and I sat with my Father in his throne. And I will give him, oh yes, the morning star. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now let's see this dominion. What he said he's going to give. What it is all about. What it was, the way it was supposed to be, and how the devil stole it away from us. I'm going to read from Psalm chapter 8. The book of Psalms, chapter 8. And here's what the Lord, here's the way he intended it to be from the beginning. And the devil stole it. Actually, it was delivered to him because of our unbelief. Psalm chapter 8, verse 3. When I consider the heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him? Even the Son of Man that thou visitest him. For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels. And thou hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou hast even made him to have dominion. That's that word again, dominion. God has given us dominion over all his works. And thou hast put all things under his feet. Amen. Praise you, Lord. Well, do you have dominion this morning? I'm going to begin to preach this message now. Do you have dominion? Do you have the force of the kingdom of God? See, the Bible says in Matthew chapter 11, and verse 12. From the days of John the Baptist until now, Jesus said, the kingdom of God suffereth violence. And the violent attack. Many people don't understand what that scripture is. The scripture has been there for ages. I mean, Jesus spoke it almost 2,000 years ago. And we are reading it this morning. Matthew 11, verse 12. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of God suffering violence, and the violent are taking it by force. You know, you're not, the devil is not going to give up. See, let me tell you what the devil is not going to do. He's not going to give up his, you know, his claim. False claim, nonetheless, but he got it through robbery. He got it through thievery. You know, the Bible says that he's a liar and he's a thief. Even from the beginning, he was a murderer. And he stole, you know, he got in there and deceived them and got him through, you know, all the trickery and so forth. So let's read, you know, what it says about how the devil is not going to give it up. In the book of Luke chapter 11, verse 21. Luke chapter 11, verse 21 and verses 21 and 22. It says right here, when a strong man like the devil, when he keeps his palace, like he told Jesus, all these things are delivered unto me. See, he told Jesus that his goods are secure. They are in peace. But when he's stronger than he shall come upon him, amen, and overcome him, he should take away from him his entire armor where he trusted, and then he will spoil his goods. See, it takes a man that's stronger than the other one to bind him and break him and spoil his goods. That's what the Bible says. This same rendition is, I mean, the rendering here is given a different way in Matthew chapter 12, verse 29. Matthew chapter 12, verse 29. Let me read that to you real quick. Matthew 12 and verse 29. And also in Mark chapter 3 and verse 27. Write down the scriptures. They all say the same things in different ways. Same thing in different ways. Matthew 12 and verse 29. Or else, how can one enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods, except he first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his house. See? So, when the devil thinks he's got all of these things, he even boasted to Jesus, I got the power, you know, all of these things I'll give to you and so forth. That was then, this is now. Amen. Amen. You know, we are taking back the kingdom. Even Jesus said, it will be by force, the force of spiritual arms. The devil's not going to give it up easy, but he's already been defeated. Amen. He's like a toothless bulldog, but he has a good love. And for those who don't know it, the devil will still get you down. And if you don't know it, he'll still ride all over you. Because if you don't know the scriptures, that Jesus has made an open shoot of principalities and powers. That he has spoiled principalities and powers. That he has destroyed him that had the power of death, that is the devil. That's already destroyed him. There is nothing else that the Lord needs to do in order to destroy the devil. It is done. It is finished. How many of you know that Jesus hanging upon the cross said it is finished? Amen. Amen. He already destroyed the devil. He already destroyed him. It is finished. It's over. Done. Now we must walk in that liberty. We must assert that victory that the Lord has given us. Amen. Amen. Praise you the Lord. And when the devil comes up against you, you must say like Jesus said, get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written. But how can you say it is written if you don't know the word of God? You must know what the word of God says. Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. The word of God tells us that God has delivered unto us, not unto the devil, these things in the scriptures, they have been delivered unto us. In 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 3. The Bible says that God has already given to us, not that he's going to give to us, but that he has already given to us all things, praise the Lord, according to his divine power. This is the force of the kingdom. The power, his divine power has given unto us all things. Has given, not will be. He has already given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. How? Through the knowledge of him that called us unto glory and virtue. Amen. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. But if you don't know these promises, that by these promises you might become partakers of the divine nature. These promises are given unto us. You know, God always says what he's going to do ahead of time. And once you know what he's going to do, you walk in that promise. Amen. And then you assert the victory that Jesus already gave. Praise ye the Lord. In the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 3, we are told just about the same thing. It says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us, not who is going to bless us. Amen? Amen? Amen. He has already blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he has chosen us in him before the world began. You know, he has already blessed us. You know, sometimes we say, God bless you, brother. God bless you, sister. I say that all the time. We all say it. It's kind of like, something that we say all the time. But the truth of the matter is God has already blessed us. Amen. God has already blessed us. We must take the blessing. Praise ye the Lord. He has already accomplished everything. There is nothing else that he needs to do. Ephesians chapter 2. And I'm going to read in verse 6. It not only says that God has blessed us with all spiritual blessings. It says that we are seated with Christ. We are already seated. Not will be seated. See, God has raised us up and made us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. I mean, we are already seated in heavenly places. Not that we are going to sit in heavenly places. We already are there. If you can recognize this, then you have the victory. But if you don't, then you are still going to live in this realm, you know. But you have to recognize, you have to see into the realm of the Spirit where God has given us the victory. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Now, let us see how do we go about acquiring that which is already ours. Now let me say something to you here. The Lord just reminded me to read the scripture. In Ecclesiastes chapter 10, I want you to turn with me. Ecclesiastes chapter 10. And I'm going to read verse 7. Ecclesiastes chapter 10 and verse 7. Now here's something that should not be, but it is most of the time. You know. He says, I'm going to read from verse 5. There is an evil which I have seen under the sun, and an error, see, which proceeded from the roof. Fully set in great dignity, and the rich sit in low place. I have seen, verse 7 is the one I'm going to. I have seen servants. See, notice. I've seen servants on horses, and princes walking as servants upon the earth. Now that's a great evil, don't you think? When servants are walking on horses, riding on horses, and princes, and we are the kings of the earth. The Bible says he has made us kings and priests. How many of you know that's true?
Hallelujah.
He has made us kings and priests. Amen. You know, but most of the time it is the servants that are riding on the horses and the princes are walking. That's an evil. See? That's an evil thing. You know, the preacher here, he said, I've seen this evil thing under the sun. It's distressing to me. You know, that servants should be, you know, riding on horses and the real owners should be walking on the foot. Just think about it. God has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. God has delivered unto us the kingdom. But the time must come, and now is, that the saints of God must begin to possess their possessions. I'm going to read in Isaiah chapter 51 and verse 11. Isaiah chapter 51 and verse 11 says, there is coming a time, and now is the time, that the redeemed and the ransomed of the Lord, they shall return to their possession. And everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. Sorrow and mourning and all of these evil will pass away. They will return and they will claim their possession. Praise ye the name of the Lord. And that's in Isaiah chapter 51 verse 11. That's a beautiful scripture. It says, the redeemed, the ransomed of the Lord, they shall return unto Mount Zion. Mount Zion is their place of rest. It's their chosen place. Amen. And the Lord will meet them there. Amen. And oh boy, when they get there, see, you know, you have to be in that place though. You've got to be in that Zion. You've got to be in that chosen place where the Lord is going to meet you there. Isaiah chapter 51, and that is in verse 11. The same thing is given to us in Isaiah chapter 35. And there's a double witness that the Lord will give it to us in two places. He gives it to us also in Isaiah 35. And he says right here in verse 10. And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain gladness and joy and sorrow and mourning and sighing and all those things shall flee away. Praise ye the Lord. Isn't that wonderful? Amen. Now let's see how we're going to do it. This is how we do it. How do we take back the kingdom? It's in stages. It's in stages. And we're going to reveal it, you know, by the word of the Lord this morning, by revelation. Turn with me to Jeremiah chapter 1 and verse 10. Jeremiah chapter 1 and verse 10. There are stages to this thing for us to enter into our possession. For us to take the kingdom that God has already given unto us. Jeremiah chapter 1 and verse 10. It says, "See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms." Now these things are in stages. He has set us over the nations, he said. And over the kingdoms. But many times people don't even know that the Lord has already positioned us in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And here are the things that he wants us to do. One, to root out. See, we must root out all corruption. We must root out all unrighteousness. How many of you say amen to that? Because the scepter of his throne is the scepter of righteousness. So we must get rid of all unrighteousness. And we must pull down strongholds. See? You root out, you pull down, you destroy, and you throw down the works of the devil. Remember he said that you cannot take his goods unless you bind him first. But even to bind him, you must be stronger. Well, we are stronger. But do you recognize that you are stronger? Do you recognize that the power of the Lord is in you? Jesus said in Luke chapter 10 and verse 19, "Behold, I give you power." Amen? Over all the power of the enemy. He already gave it to us. And nothing shall thy enemies hurt you. I give you power over the power of the devil.
Hallelujah.
You may not have anything, but what thing you have is power over the devil.
Amen.
How many of you say amen to that?
Amen.
I have power over the devil because the Lord gave it to me.
Amen.
Luke chapter 10 verse 19 says, "I give you power over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall thy enemies hurt you." You see, so after you have rooted out, after you have pulled down, and after you have destroyed and thrown down the works of the devil, then we build and then we plant the kingdom of God in the hearts of men. Praise ye the Lord. So there is a process to this thing. And that's the process that we're going to talk about in just a few minutes. How we're going to do these things. Now in Matthew chapter 15 and verse 13, Jesus said, "Every plant or tree or anything that my Father has not planted shall be rooted out." Amen.
Amen.
So the rooting out process starts with anything and everything that does not glorify the Lord. Anything and everything. That's the first thing. We must root it out. We must cast it out. Praise ye in the name of the Lord. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 and 4. You see, the weapons of our warfare, even though we walk in the flesh, see, we do not, see, war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Amen.
Amen.
There are certain strongholds in the life of some people that must be pulled down. See, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God when, you know, you still have all these strongholds. You're still entangled. See, you must be free from the strongholds. We must root out all works of the flesh. And all carnality and all unrighteousness, we must throw them down. Praise ye the name of the Lord. And we must cast down all imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge. Not of all, but against. That means side by side. See, that means anything else that you put side by side with the Lord, we must cast it down. Because he will be one. See, I say, in that day his name shall be one. You know, he will be the first and he will be the last. Or it will be nothing at all in your life. He will not be second place. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus is the first and the last. And he will not share his place with anybody. We cannot put Jesus up here and then put some prophet or some apostle or some angel or somebody else right next to him. It's not going to work. That's the thing that the devil wanted to do. He said, "I will be like the Most High." And the Lord said, "No, I will cast you down to hell." Amen. Because you will never be like Most High. Praise ye the Lord. There's only one, the Most High. And his name is the Lord Jesus Christ. Even when we become like Christ, we are going to become like the Son of God. Not exactly like the Most High. See, Jesus became the Son of Man to show us the blueprint of how we will be. But as the Most High, there's only one. Amen. And in that regal position, he shares it with nobody. He is the only one. And you don't mess with him. Praise ye the name of the Lord. You know, because he is the King of the universe. See, you know, one time he came down here and people thought, you know, they could just, you know, slap him around, put him on the cross, and so forth like that. No. See, he came that time to take the curse. See, and he subjected himself to everything that the devil would throw at him. And the devil said, see, I got it. And the Lord didn't argue with him. He said, but you just wait a minute. The Lord said, I'm going to that cross. I'm going to that cross and I'm going to get it back for the kingdom, for the saints of God. And when he was going to the cross, that devil tried everything. Now the devil began to understand after a while at home. So he's got to go to the cross now. So he come up against him and he get inside Peter and said, Lord, you're not going to that cross. And the Lord turned around and said, devil, get thee behind me, Satan. Amen. Because I'm going to that cross. And he went to that cross and he took captivity captive. Praise ye the name of the Lord. And when he did, I mean, look at all the glory, look at all of the beauty that came from it. No, so we must root out, we must pull down all of righteousness, we must cast down imaginations, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, it's got to come down. Praise the Lord. That's everything that takes the place of God in our lives. It could be your job, it could be your schooling, you know, it could be your spouse, it could be your children, it could be whatever else, it could even be, you know, sports or anything else. If it takes number one position in your life, you know, it must come down. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Because the Bible says that's the way to get into the kingdom. And after we have thrown down all of these things and brought down all of the things that God has not planted, then we have to plant and we have to build the kingdom of God. And remember, in Matthew chapter 3, verse 10, the Bible says the axe is laid down at the root of all these trees. And God is now beginning to chop down. Amen. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. And some of you, this morning may be the time that you chop down. Take the axe, lay to the root of all the trees that God has not planted and chop them down. Amen. Chop it down. See, whether it's unbelief, chop it down. Whether it's discord, chop it down. Whether it's disunity, chop it down. Amen. Whether it is any kind of voice that is against the voice of faith, like we preached some weeks ago, chop it down. Everything that God has not planted that is disrupting you from entering into the kingdom of God, you must chop it down. And after we have chopped it down, then we are ready to enter into the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God does not come by observation though. But it is in righteousness. It is in peace. And it is in joy. How many of you say praise the Lord? The power that is in the kingdom of God is already been given to us. And we must take back the kingdom. God wants us to be in a position of authority. In position where it says, even in Revelation chapter 12, verse 5, he said, they shall rule the nations with their rod of iron. Praise ye the name of the Lord. See, they're going to make everybody submit. They will make everybody submit. Anyhow, one way or the other, they will rule the nations with the rod of iron. See, but today, you have to get some practice. Some of us want to rule the nations with the rod of iron. You can't even overcome a little challenge in your life. You know, now how are you going to do it? See, you know, so today, in order for us to take back the kingdom, we must be in a position that we recognize that all the things that offend, like the Bible says, if your eye offends, cast it out. If your hand offends, cut it off. See, it is better for you to enter into life maimed than to enter with two hands, two eyes, or whatever, and still be cast into hell. So all of the things that offend in our lives, we must cast it out. Then clean before the Lord I stand. And I'm ready. Praise ye the name of the Lord. When we are ready, then we can go in. We must press in. And we must enter in. These gates of the righteous, to which we can enter in. We will enter in and we will take that which belongs unto us, which God has already purchased for us. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And along with that is taking back the souls. The souls that the devil has kept in prison. That has kept them from seeing the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, if our gospel is hid, it is hid from them that are lost. In whom the God of this world has blinded their eyes. So we must go in and deliver the captives. Praise ye the Lord. Because the devil, he doesn't want people to come into the kingdom of God. And he doesn't want the elect of God to go out and set other people free. He wants you to be saved and not to get anybody else saved. And he's happy with that saved. You're already saved, so he can't do anything about that. But maybe he can. Maybe he can trick you up, mess you up, and so forth like that. Help you, I mean, get you to a position where you cannot be in the real position that God wants you to be. But beyond that, he wants to make sure that you don't show the light to somebody else. See, but we must show the light. We must win back the souls for whom Jesus has already died. Praise ye the name of the Lord. God has many that he will bring into the kingdom of God. But he will use us. We are his hands and we are his feet. Everything that God wanted to do in the Bible, he always used somebody to do it. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Amen. And we are the people that will take the kingdom. We are the people of the saints of the Most High. We are the people that shall possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever. Because the Ancient of Days, he already came. And he already gave us a victory. And now we must stand in that victory. And we must take the kingdom. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness. What is really the kingdom of God? See? What is the kingdom of God then? You know, I mean, if we say, look, I know that when I get to heaven and so forth like that, you know, everything's going to be alright. You know, how do you know everything's going to be alright when you get to heaven? This is what people say all the time. When we get to heaven, everything's going to be alright. No, everything is going to be alright now. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Because Jesus said in John chapter 10 verse 10, I am come that they might have life now. Abundant life and then eternal life. Praise ye the name of the Lord. You know, why are you going to believe in eternal life if you cannot believe in abundant life now? See, that's hypocrisy, see. How do you know that you're going to have eternal life if you cannot have the abundant life that Jesus gives? The abundant life is when you enter into your possession. Praise ye the name of the Lord. It starts with the gates of righteousness. We enter in through righteousness. Praise the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. And then the Bible says, lead me in the paths of righteousness. And the paths of righteousness will lead straight to the gates of the kingdom. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. And when we are in the kingdom, see, once we are in the kingdom, we must bring other people in. Because the kingdom of God must be established. Praise ye the name of the Lord. God always has the majority. The devil never has the majority. God always has the majority. And he will bring in the people to the kingdom of God. He will add to the church such as should be saved. But he will use you and me in preaching the gospel. Blessed be the name of Jesus. This morning, I want us to consider that God has purchased for us all of the blessings. And he has given unto us all of the things that pertain to life and godliness. And it is our duty to rise up and take that which is our own. Praise ye the name of the Lord. He says, the house of Jacob shall possess their possessions. They shall even be a claim. You know, they shall be kindled. And they shall burn in the house of Edom. That's in Obadiah 1 verse 10. You know, they shall be a flame of fire. Possess their possessions. They even possess the gates of the enemies. Praise ye the name of the Lord. And at the end of the age, the Bible says, the people of the saints of the Most High, God will give them a kingdom that shall be established forever. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Is this kingdom in you? Is it in you? Is the force of this kingdom, is it in you? Do you have the power? See, praise the Lord. Do you have the power? There is this song that says, we got the power in the name of Jesus. We got the power in the name of the Lord. Don't say to pray, we cannot be defeated. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Do you have the power? Do you have the power that he gave you in Luke chapter 10 verse 19 over all the power of the devil? Do you have the power to walk in the liberty that God has set you free? Or are you still entangled with the yoke of sin and unrighteousness? You must break down. You must pull down every weight and everything that so easily beset us. And let us run with patience this race that is set before us. The race to enter into the kingdom of God. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Do we have the power this morning? Let us stand to our feet. Do you have this power? Do you have the power that the Lord has given us? The authority of the believer. The power to cast out devils. The power that is beyond all powers. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 28, behold, all power in heaven and on earth is given unto me. Go therefore in my name. Hallelujah. He gave us the same power. He said, I have given you power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. How many of you know that is true? Yes. Praise ye the name of the Lord. But if you don't believe it, shall the unbelief of God or some make the faith of God of none effect? No. The word of God is always true. He said, let God be true, and every man a liar. God will always have a remnant that believes it. And as soon as somebody believes it, they're going to condemn everybody else that don't believe it. Read Hebrews chapter 11 verse 5. The Bible says Noah, by faith, being warned of things to come, he moved, see, and he did something that the Lord told him to do. He believed God. And he said, by the act that he believed God, he said, he condemned the whole world. There will always be a remnant that will believe God. Are you going to believe God this morning? Are you going to believe that God has given us the power? See, we don't have to be under the devil. The devil doesn't have to ride all over you. You don't have to beg for anything that you already deserve that Christ gave to us. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Now, we don't deserve anything in ourselves, but Jesus, he purchased it for us. Amen. And he gave it to us, and we must take it. We must take it. Praise the Lord. He's already done his part. He said it is finished. He will not do anything else in order to make you to gain the victory. The rest is up to you. Now, some people are waiting for the Lord to come to their deliverance. You know, I heard so many things, you know, that people say that, you know, and so forth. No, the Lord, he's already done everything that he is going to do. The rest is yours. Praise ye the name of the Lord. But you see, if you don't know, the Bible says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. When you don't know that God has already set you free, because Jesus said in John chapter 8 and verse 32, he said, the Son of Man shall set you free and all these things. He said, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. He didn't just say the truth shall set you free. But he said, you will know the truth. It is the truth that you know that can set you free. The truth doesn't set anybody free. You must know the truth in order for it to set you free. The truth is the truth by itself, whether you know it or you don't know it. But it doesn't set you free unless you know it and you walk in the truth. And today, the truth is that God has given us the dominion. God has given us the kingdom. Amen. He has delivered it, and we must establish it by force. We must take it by force. We must use the force of spiritual arms, though, not physical arms. We don't wrestle with flesh and blood. Amen. Some people say, oh, somebody on my job, somebody. Forget about all of that. Your power is in the heavenlies. Amen. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Do you have the power See, can you bind the sweet influences of the Pleiades? See, do you have the power? Yes, if you walk in the light. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you have this truth with you, no matter what confronts you, you will win. You will always come out on top, because you know that the Lord has already given you the victory. And so when you pray, you don't say, Lord, maybe you will do this, and perhaps you will do this. No. If you are not sure, then you need to cast out all unrighteousness. You need to cast out all uncleanliness and anything that can prevent you from entering in. But once you are cleansed by the blood of Jesus, you come boldly to the throne of grace and you stake your claim. Praise the Lord. Amen. You stake your claim because you are a child of the kingdom. You are a child. Imagine if your father was the president of the United States. And how, you know, much of a honor that would be and so forth like that. And if you walked into a place, everybody will recognize, you know. And that's the same way. See, the devils, they recognize. See, unless they don't recognize you. Do they recognize you? You know, one time there's some people that wanted to cast out some devils because the devil didn't recognize them because they didn't have the truth. They only knew the truth that Paul was preaching. But they themselves did not know the truth. The seven sons of Sceva. But do you know the truth today? Do you have the power? Is it in you? Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. This morning, let us make sure that this power is in us. And let us make sure this morning, let us go out and exercise this authority. Praise the name of Jesus. Exercise this authority. There is nothing to it except by faith. Jesus himself said, if you have faith, you will say to this mountain. He didn't say you will climb the mountain. The mountain is in your way. He didn't tell you to climb. He said, move it out of the way. How many of you say amen to that? Amen. But most of the time we are trying to climb that mountain. You know, and when you climb halfway, you fall down anyhow. Because you can't climb it. Jesus said, get it out of the way. Praise you in the name of the Lord. Get that mountain out of the way. Say to the mountain, be thou removed. Say to the mountain, be thou removed. Move out of my way. Praise you in the name of the Lord. Well, this morning, I am determined. See, anything that stands before me, I'm going to blow it down. I'm going to run it over. David said, I will run through a troop. I will run through all of these things. Bulldoze everything. Praise you in the name of the Lord. And when you come up against the Red Sea, you say to the Red Sea, open up and make a way. And I will go through in the name of the Lord. Praise you in the name of the Lord Jesus. And anything that you come up against, you declare the word of God. You don't need your own word. Your own word is not going to work. But you declare the word of God. Say, unto me is giving. See? Amen. The keys of the kingdom of God. And that whatsoever I shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. See? Amen. And if I shall lose in anything, it shall be loosed also in heaven. Well, I've got the authority. So why not use it then? Why not use it? So this morning, well, let me bind some things. You know, let me bind the devil and then go in and spoil his works. Let me also lose him some miracles into my life. Amen. Amen. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Let us go in this morning and assert our authority and get what the Lord has given us. Let us pray. Everybody, hands lifted up. Let's pray together. Father, in the name of Jesus, this authority that you have given us did not come free. You paid for it with the life, with the blood of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus. The blood will never lose its power. The blood of Jesus. Everybody say the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Yes, even that blood, it speaketh better things than the blood of Abel. It speaketh better things than any other blood of goats and bulls and all of these things that are used for sacrifice. It is the blood of Jesus Christ. And this morning, Lord, we stand in the liberty wherein God has set us free. Thank you, Jesus. We take our authority this morning. Now, this is very simple. We're going to check our authority this morning. Everything that is contrary, that the Lord has not planted in your life. He said the axe is laid to the bottom of the trees. Anything that is there to offend. See? And to make sure that you miss the presence of God on a daily basis, we must get it out of there. Praise the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come against unrighteousness. We come against everything that offends the name of the Lord. We pull it down in our lives. In the name of Jesus. We pull down the unrighteousness. We pull down the sin. We pull down the unbelief. Pull down the discord. He said, these things the Lord hates. These seven things. Even he that sweareth discord among brethren. Disunity and unbelief and all of these things. These are the little foxes that spoil the vine. And we cast them down this morning in the name of Jesus. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we are your people. And you are our God. And you have given us the kingdom. And we shall inherit it forever and forever. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Father, this morning, every one of us that is here, Lord, there are things that you want us to inherit in our lives. Blessings that you have already purchased for us. But because of deceitfulness of sin, because of unbelief, and because of all of these other things, we have not entered in. He said, but there remaineth a rest for the people of God, and we must enter in. Today, Lord, we enter in by faith. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I want every one of you to pray. See, and lay hold on this eternal life. Lay hold on this abundant life. Lay hold on the things that God has freely given us. He that delivered up his son, held him not back, but gave him up for us. How shall he not freely give us all these things? And he has already given unto us all of these things. Now we must take the possession. Blessed be the name of Jesus. I'm going to pray the prayer of release. I'm going to release the favor of God into your lives. I'm going to release the power of God. Because the Bible says, I have given unto you the keys of the kingdom of God. That whatsoever you shall bind, and by the grace of God, I understand this process. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we bind everything from the minds of the people that are contrary to the words of sound doctrine, and are contrary to the things of faith, and contrary to righteousness. We bind them in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of unbelief, or any spirit that challenges and says, how can God do these things? If God will make windows in heaven, how shall these things be? We cast down that spirit in the name of Jesus. Now, let us release the spirit of abundance into your life. Thou, O Lord God of heaven and earth. The Bible says the silver and the gold is mine. Some of you have given an offering this morning. And some of you have given abundantly. Some of you have given even out of your need. Whatever you have done this morning, you have done it unto the Lord. Now I'm going to ask the Lord to release the blessing into your life. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Amen. I want you to come and help me out with open the floor gates of heaven and let it rain. We are going to ask the gates of heaven to open up and you enter in. Let the blessings of God rain into your life. Take possession. Don't let it pass you by what God has already purchased for you. Jacob, one time he held on to the Lord. He said, I will not let you go until you bless me. Now we know that God has already blessed us, but you must get up and take your inheritance. And that's what we are doing this morning. Everything that Satan is holding back from you, we're going to get it this morning. As we sing this chorus, I want everybody, as you sing this with me, open the floodgates of heaven and let it rain. Let it rain upon us this morning. Let the blessings of God that he has already purchased for us, let them rain into our life this morning. In the name of Jesus. Let them rain into our life this morning. All the blessings that God has already purchased for us. ready? This morning, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Yes, the missions field, the Bible says, are ripe. It says, pray that the Lord will send laborers. The mission that he has gone to fulfill, that has been in his heart for many years, and even months that he has been leading up to it, even as his wife testified this morning. We pray for him, Lord, in the name of Jesus. The angel of the Lord, it will be with him, in the name of the Lord Jesus. And the Lord will accomplish the purpose in Jesus' mighty name. I pray for everybody that is here this morning, whatever your situation, whatever your need, believe the Lord and receive the victory in the name of Jesus. Because he has given it to you already. Blessed be the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. I want us to sing this song, "He has given me the victory." Amen. Praise the Lord. But you're going to help me out one more time with that one. He has given me victory. I will lift him higher. Jehovah, I will lift him. Jehovah, give me victory. I will lift him higher. Jehovah, I will lift him. Jesus, I give me victory. I will lift him higher.